أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. We've been looking at Ayah 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the only ayah that talks about the month of Ramadan in essence. And we looked at the first part of this ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, شهر رمضان, the month of Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the one in which the Qur'an was sent down. And then three qualities of the Qur'an, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, a guidance for humankind, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْخُدَىٰ, and clear proofs from this guidance, وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and the differentiator between right and wrong. And we ascertained that the month of Ramadan is in essence an awesome month because of the descent of the Qur'an. And we need to have a paradigm shift in our heads, because the moment we think Ramadan, we tend to think just fasting, or we think of iftar and food, and it's precisely the opposite. It is in essence the connection to the Qur'an. It is reconnecting ourselves to the Word of God. And he continues to say, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ, whosoever witnesses, whosoever from you witnesses the month, فَلْيَصُمْهُ, then you will fast in awe of what you are witnessing, the celebration of the descent of the Qur'an, you will fast. In other words, if you are invited, if you find yourself present, in other words, an invitation has come to you to celebrate the descent of the Qur'an, then one of its etiquettes is that you fast. Remember the Prophet said in his sermon, هُوَ شَهْرٌ دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. It is the month which invites you to be the guests of Allah. And like any celebration, there is an etiquette. When we receive cards for parties or anything at all, there are certain rules. Sometimes it's a black tie event, sometimes it's a fancy dress, sometimes it's casual, whatever. Here, there are some etiquettes. So first we will look at what not to do. So during the daylight hours, we will not eat, we will not drink, there is no intimacy. And other fiqh rules. But besides that, Imam Ja'far Sadiq says, fasting is not merely refraining from eating and drinking. It must be coupled with keeping your tongue from lying, not quarrelling, refraining from jealousy, no gossiping, putting aside disputes, not swearing oaths even if they're true, not to utter bad language or abuse, not being mean, not being unjust, keeping your eyes away from that which you're not supposed to look at. So that's not what to do, and that's because it is an exercise to develop restraint from wrong. Remember in Ayah 183, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيُّهُ who believe, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, fasting is prescribed for you or mandated for you, as it was mandated for those before you, so that you may become God conscious or muttaqeen. Tattaqoon or taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which is to protect. So once you have this protection around you, we've looked at the what not to do. So what do you do in this month? Obviously to recite the book. And recite the book does not just mean reading like a parrot. It's to read, memorize, understand, apply and teach. What else? Well, let's look at the sermon of the Prophet where he said, وَتَحَنَّنُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْتَامِ النَّاسِ, seek out in this celebration the orphans and show compassion to them. وَتَصَدَّقُوا عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِكُمْ وَمَسَاكِينِكُمْ, seek out those who are in need and give them sadaqah, charity. وَوَقِّرُوا كِبَارِكُمْ, seek out your elders and honor them. وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ, have mercy on the little ones. وَصِلُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, connect with your relations, your womb relations. وَحْفَدُوا أَلْسِنَتَكُمْ, guard your tongue. وَرَفَعُوا إِلَيْهِ أَيْدِيَكُمْ بِالدُّعَىٰ, raise your hands in dua, especially at the time of salah. He said, مَنْ حَسُنَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ خَلْقُهُ, whoever has the best of akhlaq, the best of manners in this month, كَانَ لَهُ جَوَازًا عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ, you get a fast track plane ride on the sirat. That's the path to your personal best. I mean, what else would you want? Pray a lot. Lots of salah. He says, وَمَنْ أَكْثَرَ فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ ثَقَّلَ اللَّهُ مِيزَانَهُ يَوْمَ تَقِفُّ الْمَوَازِينَ. Whosoever prays a lot of salah, connects a lot to God through salah, then Allah will increase the weight of his good deeds on the scales when other people's will be light. مَنْ فَتَّرَ مِنْكُمْ صَائِمٌ مُؤْمِنٌ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ كَانَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِتْقٌ نَسَمَ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مَا مَضَى مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ. If you give iftar to a fasting person during this month, it'll be like one who has freed someone and your past sins are forgiven. How awesome this celebration is. So what's in the party bag? Well, the Prophet said, إِنَّهُ كَدْ أَقْبَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ بِالْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ. There's mercy and forgiveness and blessings. When you raise your hands in dua, the du'as are accepted. وَيُجِيبُهُمْ إِذَا نَاجُوهُ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ إِذَا دَعَوهُ. He answers your secret conversations. He answers when you call him. More stuff in the party bag. وَأَبْوَابَ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَةٌ. The doors of Jahannam are closed. إِنَّ أَبْوَابَ الْجِنَّانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَةٌ. The doors of Jannah are open. وَالشَّيْطَانِ مَغْلُولَةٌ. And you know what? Shaitan is imprisoned. What an amazing celebration. So let's recap. The month of Ramadan is the month of connecting to the Quran. It is a celebration. And in awe of the witnessing of the Quran working itself inside us, there are certain etiquettes, and one of them is fasting. It's like saying, I am so enamored by his words that I don't want to eat, I don't want to drink, and I keep my desires in check because I want to focus just on this book. So inshallah, tomorrow we will start with the book.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.